they had a program where they were encouraging people not to flush their toilets. The water levels were so low. So we don't want to ever get back to that place.
Yeah.
So that's why we've got to do the things we do.
As the weather continues to warm, it's time for water restrictions once again in Hayes. From the Hayes Police Department, Lieutenant Brandon Wright stops by to talk about water restrictions on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Most of the citizens of Hayes know that Hayes has got a water issue. That we're the only city of anything close to our size in the state that does not sit on an abundant supply of water. So water conservation is critically important to making sure that when we turn the faucet on, we've got water on tap. So we've had laws in place since, I think, the 1990s controlling and trying to promote the conservation of water. And we've got some of these ordinances are in place year round, and a few of them change in June. So it's a good time of year to talk about those. So our local wells, they're dependent upon rainfall that we get every year to stay charged. And we're not sitting on a big water basin underneath of us that we can count on. So if we have a year with that the rain doesn't fall, if it doesn't fall in the right place in the county, those wells can become depleted, and we've got to do everything we can to keep those wells charged and full. Most folks know that the city is working on a plan to build a pipeline from Edwards County to supplement that and give us some security. But even when that happens, it will not stop the conservation efforts here locally. So let's talk about some of the rules and some of the things that you can do and some of the resources we have here locally. So the big things that change in June 1st through the end of September, September 30th every year, is we change the hours in which you can use outdoor water to for all kinds of things. Mostly that's used for irrigation of your lawns and plants and whatnot, but that's even washing your car and things of that nature. So between June and through September, you can't use outdoor water between noon and 7 p.m. daily. So that is because a lot of the water used during that period of time just evaporates off, so it causes us to have to use a lot more of it to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So but year round, you're not allowed to waste water. So if you're watering your lawn and that is running off of your property into the curb, into the gutterway, and there's any discernible flow away from your property, that's a violation of water ordinance. And we can't use water to wash down hard surfaces, like you can't wash down your sidewalk or your driveway or things like that with water. There are some permits available. Especially, I know of a lot of commercial entities that do that for maintenance on their properties, but that's got to be permitted. So if you need to do something like that, you've got to contact City Hall, the clerk's office, I believe, to look for a permit for that. Now, how it works with us, Hayes Police Department's goal is both education, to let people know about our water issues and about the water ordinance we have and conservation efforts that are taking place, and also to stop the waste and stop the prohibited use of water when we find it. So most typical enforcement comes from a contact from one of our police officers or one of our community service officers. And it may be an educational stop, but if there's a violation, we do try to be consistently firm and fair with the enforcement or the ordinance. So the first violation in a 24-month rolling period is a warning. You get a written warning and notice of water violation. There's no action that the person's got to take other than stopping the waste of water. But again, this is all tracked inside 24 months. The second violation is a $50 fine. Third violation is a $200 fine, and fourth and subsequent violation inside 24 months is a $250 fine. So So it gets pretty pricey if you don't get control of the water wasting.
I'm curious, like, how often does it get to that point where you have to actually start writing citations?
Well, that varies quite a bit. Sure. But when we start, you know, in the spring here, everybody's wanting to water their lawns and things. Some folks maybe have just moved or don't know about the ordinances, and, you know, they water during the restricted time periods. I mean, it's something that happens. Not every day there's not a water violation case started, but, you know, some days there's many. Most weeks there's going to be several. So we do have, it's an active part of what our guys are looking for on patrol, and our community surface officers, that's one of their primary functions, is to look for and address water wasting issues.
And I'm sure that's not like something you guys like doing. It's not like you're out there like actively trying to mess with people's lives. You just want to make sure we all have the water, like you say, on tap.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right there. Absolutely not. Officers don't enjoy writing citations for water wasting. That's not something that they enjoy doing, but the police department is the primary enforcement agent for making sure that these ordinances are followed. And I don't know if you guys were here in the 90s, but it got pretty bad back then.
I was not.
I was. And I remember like one summer, like wanting to run out in the sprinklers and everything and getting in trouble. It's like, I can't run in the sprinklers until after 7. That doesn't make any sense. It's the middle of the day. It's really hot.
Well, actually, as they watch those levels on the wells really closely, and as those levels drop, if we don't get rain, they start changing the ordinances. There's a water emergency plan that's in place all the time. So when the levels get to certain depths on those wells, they'll start restricting water further. And back in the 90s, they were telling people there was no outdoor watering allowed. They had a program where they were encouraging people not to flush their toilets. The water levels were so low. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to ever get back to that place.
Yeah.
So that's why, we've got to do the things we do. But, you know, it's not all about, tickets. You know, this is about education. Mm-hmm. And, it's about, you know, education on the programs, and there's a lot of information on the city's website. They go to hazeusa.com. They can get in there, and there's a water conservation tab in there that talks about this issue from the city, including our rebates and programs on things like low flow toilets and washing machines and things like that. There are some programs where you can save some money. It talks about the city's conservation efforts, what they've done over time, ways that you can save water in your daily life, water smart landscaping. That's one big issue. You know, everybody likes a nice, green, lush, fescue lawn, but that takes a lot of water to maintain that. So there are tips and resources on there to help you have a nice looking lawn, a nice looking landscape that doesn't require so much water and it's more suited for the climate in our area. And there's links there to the water rules and restrictions and things like that. The city's water well levels, there's a gauge on there, shows you where the current levels are. So it really is about enforcement, and they can get a hold through the City of Hays website. Holly Dickman is the city's water conservation specialist. She's got a background in horticulture. She can help people with their landscaping issues and you know, how to build a nice looking landscape that is that's real more appropriate for our climate here. So anyway, yeah, it's a big thing on the topic this time of year when we're running into people getting their lawns going, and that's really one of the biggest issues we see is the water wasting, overwatering, not having your sprinklers adjusted properly, and you're running water down the curb line. And that's just, you just can't afford to have that waste. Now, there are some things that happen. You know, we can have a broken sprinkler head, things like that, that folks don't know about. And, you know, we understand that. That would be something if you had a broken sprinkler head you didn't know about, and we notified you about it. You know, that's not going to be something that we would write that initial citation for. We would make a case on it, and if that was a legitimate accident and a broken part, you know, we're going to work with folks. So it's not just about writing tickets all the time. It's really it's about education, about getting the overall water use down as low as we can keep it in Hayes. So
I know, I think too, that people would be appreciative if they've got water when their water bill comes and they've just had water spewing out of their yard, probably appreciate the heads up from somebody. I know I would. Like, save me some money too. Save the water and some money.
Yeah. You know, the city's got some tiered water billing. So you can itch in the pocketbook if you have water wasting going on too, but you know, as far as, you know, we talked about how those fines increase with the number of citations you've had in 24 months, you know, I do have to say it is not very common for us to get to that point where we're writing those tickets that are got a $250 tag on them. Most of the time it's, you know, it's resolved way before that. We don't have that happen very often. So people are overall pretty understanding, I think, once we explain how important it is.
Very good. Sir, before we run out of time, I know there's one other thing we want to hit on real quick. It's Bicycle Safety Month, I believe.
It is. May is Bicycle Safety Month. I thought we'd talk about that for a little bit. You know, weather's getting pretty nice and everything. So people are out more on bikes, and the kids are out a whole bunch. That's really a big one, making sure the kids are safe. So I got some tips to put out there about bicycle safety. One of the big ones is always wear a helmet. Make sure your kids are always wearing a helmet, and bright clothes will help too. Making sure the bike's in good working order, that its tires are properly inflated, the brakes work, and handlebars aren't loose or anything like that. When you're riding on the roadways, bicycles should follow all traffic laws. They're subjected to the laws that the cars are, and they're traffic should give them that right to be on the road too. So if you're on a bike and you're on the street, you should be riding the same direction as traffic, not against it like a pedestrian would be walking. And you need to obey the traffic signs and signals just like vehicles do. The big thing is that makes you predictable, that once you are out in the traffic lane and you're operating like traffic, cars can predict what you're going to do. And using those hand signals, especially if there's traffic around. So if you're in a vehicle and you see bicyclists in the area, and you're passing a bicyclist, you know, give them some extra room, if you can, you know, at least several feet of clearance. Don't buzz right by a bicyclist. And look for them before you're opening your car doors, and look for bicyclists around intersections and before making turns and everything. And one thing in particular, I've seen a lot of accidents with children. You know, a lot of times children will ride on sidewalks, especially in the residential areas. So watching it when you're backing out of your driveway, that there's not a pedestrian or a bicyclist coming down the sidewalk that you didn't see or was a little further away than you were looking when you started moving. Coming out of alleys, that's another one. You've got to stop before you enter the street. When you come to the end of an alley, but I know I see it, lots of folks don't, but you could have a kid coming down a sidewalk, not watching the alley. And if you run over that sidewalk there without looking, could be a bad wreck right there. So there's a few tips about bicycle safety. So I bike myself, so I encourage everybody to get out there, enjoy the nice weather, but make sure you come home safe.